This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. What we're going to be covering today, friends, is a little bit of Mr. Depopulation, Bill Gates, once again, and keep in mind, he said it, I didn't, but Mr. Depopulation, Bill Gates, now says a third shot may be necessary. Anybody understand what the word Hegelian dialectic means? It means two step forwards, one step back. The reason he's pushing it to three is because now he wants everybody to get one. You understand? Just like when they said the mask, we want four masks now. Remember when it first started out, friends, it started out as, well, the mask don't work, said Anthony Fauci. Now it's four masks because at least they're pushing it to the point where you at least make one or wear one in hopes of that they'll get everybody corralled into the very gates that they want to push them through unconstitutional force compliance measures, because that's what this is exactly about, friends. But now he says he wants a third shot. Oh my goodness, friends. We're going to be covering that in just a little bit. And I also want to let you know, too, now he's so encouraged by the complicit on a global basis, those that are going along and pretending with him and his propaganda. Well, he wants to now turn his efforts to global warming. I'm not making this up. Just for the record, I am sincerely not making any of this up. Just so you understand how this works. You add strength to tyranny, friends, when you give way to propaganda. It was actually Benjamin Franklin that said it. Is the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins, okay? So we're going to be covering that in just a couple of minutes. Before we get to that, what I want to do is I want to get you over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and check out the 13 to 15 articles over there, combating the lies in the mainstream media. If you look to the right side of the page, or you go to the right side of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll find a social media platform there. Go ahead and click onto it. As you click onto it, friends, you can go ahead and join us on Top Chat. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page right over there. You can go ahead and click on to the social media platform, and it will bring you over to Top Chat. So you can go ahead and check that out as well, friends. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to this piece really quick. And again, if you're listening to us through the radio, you can go ahead and just, well, stay tuned in, okay? If you're watching on a social media platform, I'm going to show you this video. Those that are listening, you get to obviously get the audio. But I want you to understand, again, friends, I cannot make this up. I can spend hours on the topic every single day of the week. There's people out there that are blurting the truth out in their confusion by telling us the truth. Some cases inadvertently, some cases advertently. They're purposely giving us the information. But I want you to see this brand new piece coming out of Detroit just over the weekend. And it's interesting, friends, because former Detroit TV anchor Karen Hudson Samuels, she dies one day after taking COVID-19. You ready for this? Go for it.
Sudden death of a former Detroit anchor and media executive brought loved ones and colleagues together today to honor her contributions to the city. CW50's Chris Walker shows us how she's being remembered.
Karen Hudson Samuels' career in broadcast journalism spanned over four decades in Detroit. After making her name at WGPR-TV as an anchor, producer, and news director, the historian and journalist used her vision to create one of the biggest accomplishments of her lifetime.
We were talking about all the great people who had went through WGPR, TV 62, and that we just thought that, hey, this story of this great institution should not die.
To preserve the history of the country's first black-owned and operated television station, WGPR, Samuels worked tirelessly to bring the
Notice what they're jumping over, friends?
Museum to life.
How she died. They'll get to it in part in just
the
a second here.
The 68-year-old sudden death leaves the industry reciting her legacy and questioning why she had to go so soon.
So in the spirit of Karen, I want you to always know that the times may change, but these two words that Karen understood had great power, and that is thank you.
And she was just a beautiful person. I mean, it's
always that way, isn't it?
Huge loss for this community.
Praise the dead ones.
I spoke with Karen the afternoon that she passed, and all we had was a long, long list of things she wanted to do, and that list was just getting longer.
The Detroit media icon was found dead at her home last Tuesday by her husband just one day after taking the COVID-19 vaccine, but the official cause of her death is still unknown.
Is that incredible, friends?
Stroke, but because of the normal side effects of the vaccine, it may have masked that. Hopefully we'll know soon from the autopsy report.
A private service for Samuels will be held this Friday in Street.
Well, you get the point there. You get the point, friends. And you see all the people pretending and overlooking the narrative concerning why she's dead, what happened to her, how it happened. They're all pretending, folks. They're basically lining up for their shots. And what they're doing is they're jumping over the top of the narrative due to the fact that she died from taking the vaccination. And then when it is addressed, they put into question as to how she died. And you, again, cannot make this up. Check out Jeremiah 5, verse 21 when you get a moment. But folks, you can see from what I just showed you, you can hear from what I just shared with you, that people are gluttons for punishment, that they're asking for this stuff to continue on. Because I'm here to tell you first and foremost that this is not going to stop. You can see that when this first started, almost a year ago, 11, 12 months ago now, friends, do you remember when it first started off, friends? Just wear a mask for 2 weeks. Kind of reminds me of the Afghan war, which started over 20 years ago. We were told that it was only going to be 6 months. 20 years later, they're still there. Folks, if you think that this is going to stop because they're going to voluntarily stop this propaganda, you've got another thing coming. This is going to continue on, and I'm going to be here to share more information of people that are passing away because you don't want to take heed to the dangers of these vaccinations, and namely the people that are pushing the propaganda, namely the unqualified and the unlicensed. And we're going to hit that in just a couple of moments. But friends, we need to wake up again as to what's going on here and deal with the issues and quit pretending as if it's not happening, because it is. I'm going to come right back. I'm going to play some audio and video of that of Bill Gates talking about a third shot, and then he goes to global warming. I also want you to see, friends, and understand how it is that a paid narrative and what it looks like, and how it's all teed up, scripted, how the softballs are thrown to them. Because, again, you're going to see real clearly, friends, as to how this is all bought and paid for right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to hear this. And again, if you're on a social media platform on sonsoflibertymedia.com, don't forget to subscribe, or on beforeitsnews.com, friends. I want you to hear and I want you to see this, okay? So what I'm going to do right now, and I just did this during the break just to show you how this plays out, okay? When you go back and you do a Google search on over half of the military saying no to vaccinations, the first article that pulls up is Washington Post. Half of U.S. troops plan to decline the coronavirus vaccine. Well, another thing I'd like to add to that conversation is really quick is the fact that over 60% of those health care professionals are declining it too. And as I've said before, and I'll say again, if that doesn't tell you something, I don't know that I can help you. Okay? But here is the military now as well, friends, on the Washington Post. Okay? And notice right here, the Washington Post, again, a propaganda outlet. Democracy dies in darkness. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. Just to show you that their lies are all predicated on lies, so you understand why it is that they are lying, because there's no truth in them, John 8:44. But notice the article right off the bat. Right again, pro-vaccination. Top officials make case to military families that the coronavirus vaccine is safe. Nothing negative. They're not showing you the deaths. They're not showing you the over 400 adverse side effects. They're not showing you Bell palsy. They're not showing you how their lungs are being attacked, how they can't breathe anymore. And their main organs, friends, are under attack by this vaccination once it goes into the body. Okay, so it starts out trying to sell the military families that the coronavirus vaccine is safe. It's all this direction, friends. It's all bias. They're not telling you the truth of the matter. So you go down just a little bit, and it says the senior officials who addressed vaccinations spoke during an event in which Blue Star families said a survey of dozens of U.S. troops and hundreds of military spouses found that less than half of them are inclined to receive the vaccination. Now, I'm saying this for the very purpose that I want you to be encouraged, friends, that not everybody is going along with it the way that the mainstream media wants you to believe that they are. I say it all the time. And I know it firsthand because I was scrutinized, demonized, polarized by the mainstream media, and I was accused of everything I wasn't guilty of, and how they took my words and they misconstrued them to set their narrative, and how the stories are set before it even hits the paper. Folks, you are dealing with people that are paid to lie to you. That's why Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary, named them useful idiots. Okay? So I'm not talking out of school here, friends. I'm telling you, I got the scars, I got the hat, I got the t-shirt. These people don't know how to tell you the truth. But why is it that over half of the military is saying no to the vaccinations if it's everything they want us to believe that it is? You know, one of the things that I wrote this morning, friends, on one of my latest articles is the fact that, listen, if you're sick, you don't have to tell me what I need to do to get healthy. You don't need me to be forced into compliance to get healthy. No, I'll do that all on my own. I'll be eager to do that all on my own. I'll be self-motivated to do that all on my own. But let me ask you the question. Is that how things are being played out today? No, we're not. What we're finding is the people that are telling us to get a vaccination, to wear a mask, to shut down our businesses, to shut down our churches. Everything that they're doing is predicated on lawlessness. They don't have the right to do what they're doing. I've shared that with you 1,000 times, but I cannot reiterate that point enough because some people still haven't got it into their hearts yet to draw the line in the sand and say, absolutely no way. The people that are lying to you, friends, are the same ones that are breaking the laws and creating laws that are not laws out of thin air. They are the ones that are responsible for telling you that these vaccinations are safe, okay? When in fact, the opposite is true. And this is what we continuously highlight here because we want you to be aware of the side effects concerning the 400 adverse side effects that come with the vaccinations that the mainstream media is not sharing with the people, okay? And that should be a cause of alarm for anyone and everyone. Check out Jeremiah 4:19, folks. This is an alarm for war to wake you up, to again, stand up against the powers that are tolerated, namely the individuals like Bill Gates. Now, I want to play this audio for you, and again, what I want to do, also the video for you, the third shot may be needed to combat new coronavirus variants, said Bill Gates. And I want to tell you something, too. I'm going to play some audio concerning how he's now turning his efforts over to global warming, and I'm going to take you to an inquisition, a congressional inquisition. And folks, this is not exaggerated. I'm not embellishing this at all. I'm embarrassed that these people are unashamed for the lies that they mean to perpetuate upon the people and promulgate upon the people on a global basis. Because you cannot make up how much these people lie, steal, kill, and destroy, just like their father, John 10:10. Check it out when you get a moment. But I want you to check this. This is Bill Gates being interviewed. Now, what I want you to understand is if you want to see and hear what a paid narrative looks and sounds like, this is the one. Oh, my goodness, friends. I mean, you want to talk about teed up? You want to talk about scripted softballs that are thrown to Bill Gates? Watch the useful idiot. Okay, watch how she's just handing these questions to Bill as if to suggest we don't know that he already knows what's going to be asked in the first place. Check this out.
The overwhelming majority of scientists in the world agree there is a looming climate disaster. The rising temperature of the globe has been linked to more frequent severe storms. That's why Bill Gates, the co-founder of Microsoft, is now determined to get the world to take revolutionary change to save our warming planet. In his new book called How to Avoid a Climate Disaster, that's his new book. It's out today. Mr. Gates, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to talk to you.
Good to see you. So why do you believe that climate change is the toughest challenge humanity will ever face?
Well, most things we do physically, making steel, cement, as we transport ourselves in planes or cars, all of these activities involve emitting greenhouse gases. And so the scale of the change, where we've, you know, set ourselves a goal of having this all done and getting to zero by 2050, that's very daunting. It's bigger than anything humanity has done.
He wants control. That's why they're pushing fear.
And some of the solutions you propose. But what are the consequences if we don't act now?
Notice this. Okay, so just stop a second. Stop a second. If we don't act now, everything's always predicated on now, on necessity, which is the plea of tyrants in the argument. And it's the creed of slaves, friends. And the fact of the matter is you need to understand it's always emergency what they use, okay? Now they're going to begin to tell us that there's only 9 years left, and I'm going to expose this in just a couple of minutes here, friends. But it just shows you, friends, as to how far this guy's going to be willing to go if we don't put our feet down or a foot down upon his propaganda. And he's known as a lying criminal already, as we also add to that, Mr. Depopulation himself. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
More CO2 in the atmosphere, it stays there for thousands of years, and it drives the temperature up. And that makes those storms really bad. It destroys things like coral reefs. It causes wildfires. The sea levels go up. People who farm won't even be able to work outdoors during the day. And so particularly the poorest countries, you'll have tens of millions of people migrating north and causing civil wars and great unrest. So from a human point of view or a nature point of view, it's tragic if we can't limit those emissions and get them to stop.
Yeah, that's why we talked about that looming climate disaster, truly disastrous consequences. In fact, we're all familiar with the fallout from this global pandemic that we've now been living with for almost a year. And you write in the book,
look at her reading the questions.
The loss of life and economic misery caused by this pandemic are on par with what will happen regularly if we do not eliminate the world's carbon emissions.
In other words, this is not going to...
Regularly. You mean...
This isn't going to stop until the people respond to what we're being forced into. This is what she's saying.
That's right. The death toll would be even worse near the equator.
They're propagandists, friends. That's exactly what they are.
And the unrest, would be global in nature. You couldn't just invent one thing.
He sounds like a Nubian goat, friends. And folks, I don't mean to be mean here, but you can go ahead and fade that out for just a moment if you don't mind, Judah. I mean, again, I just got to say this because I said it to my wife, and I just want to say it. I want to say it out loud. I'm sorry. I mean, we're all creating the image and likeness of our father, no question about it. But this guy... He is something else. I mean, this guy was like on top of the ugly tree, really, for real, friends, in every sense of the word, and he hit every branch on the way down. I mean, and look what he's trying to do. He's trying to convince you that he knows better. Friends, no longer is he a virus and vaccination expert. Now he's become a global warming expert. This is all about forced compliance. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is making a move to help small businesses during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Small businesses are the engines of our economic progress. They're the glue and the heart and soul of our communities. But they're getting crushed.
The new administration is adjusting a federal small business loan program to help minority and tiny businesses in low-income areas that have not been able to secure assistance. The Supreme Court is rejecting a bid from former President Trump.
The Supreme Court cleared the way for a New York prosecutor to obtain President Trump's tax records. The High Court demanded tax records remain shielded from public disclosure. The subpoenas spanned documents from January 2011 to August 2019, including his tax records from accounting firm Mazars. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News. Two women dressed up as grannies in an attempt to get vaccinated in Florida. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has more on the story.
Two women have been cited by police with a warning for posing as elderly people to get COVID-19 vaccinations in Florida. They dressed up in costumes to appear older so that they could get vaccines. They were discovered after they'd already gotten their first shot. A few days ago, authorities in Orlando, Florida, apprehended the two women as they posed as senior citizens to get vaccinated. A sheriff's spokeswoman says the women, who are 35 and 45 years old, disguised themselves with bonnets, gloves, and glasses. The sheriff's office released a video on Friday of the deputy confronting the two women.
You know what you have done? You've stolen a vaccine from somebody that needs it more than you.
Karen Adams Limbaugh, the widow of Rush Limbaugh, is planning a virtual memorial service for her late husband. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just got a text during the break from an EMT out of the state of Minnesota here who's listening to the radio station. He's also a contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And he just shared some information with me that I told him to please call quickly and share with the viewers and the listeners as soon as he could. Steve, thanks for calling in on such a short notice. Go ahead and convey to the listeners as to the information you just shared with me, please.
Well, I had a friend of mine, and I was kind of worried because he went off and joined the Army. And I recently asked him, I said, did you take the vaccine? And he said, no. But what surprised me was is he said they asked all the people who wanted it. And then he said, a bunch of them said no. But then come the day that they were supposed to get it, then they never ended up giving it to anybody, which I found interesting.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, because if the people don't cooperate, what are they going to do? They can't do anything about it, Steve.
Well, go
ahead.
It reminded me how things used to be when I was in, because, I realized what we were up against, and so whenever they'd come out and say, come get your flu shot, if you said no, then everybody'd get bent out of shape. So I'd sit there and say, wonderful, I want to get my flu shot. And great, I don't need the flu. And then I'd go over to the clinic and I'd sign the roster as if I'd been there. And then I'd stand in line and I'd say, hold my place, I got to use the bathroom. And then out the door I'd go and never came back.
Yeah.
I was on the roster. And as long as I was on the roster, I was good.
Yeah.
So it seems to me like people, They understand they got to make the powers that be happy, but they don't want to wreck their people.
That's right. That's right. And I think the lesson is, thank you, Steve. I totally appreciate that. I think the lesson here, again, friends, is that if you refuse, there's absolutely nothing they can do. Well, folks, the only reason it's gone this far for the record is because of compliance. That's it. Nothing, a compliance concerning a narrative that cannot be proven to the extent that they've embellished it. Now here they are talking about a third vaccination. And I'm not making this up because Mr. Bill Gates is now talking about a third jab, as they say. I don't really like that, but that's kind of what it is. So go ahead and check this out.
Consequences much later.
One of the things that I learned new from your book, among many, is just how we emit.
Look at her reading the questions.
We made a graphic to show everybody how we do that, including a third
all
of it from
bought and paid
things.
For.
You mentioned cement, steel, and plastic. Electricity, 27%, 19% growing things, agriculture, plant, 16% transportation, and 7% keeping warm. And combined, all of these create about 51 billion tons of greenhouse gases a year. You are proposing
all propaganda.
That we reduce that to zero in 30 years. That seems virtually impossible.
But Bill's going to bring it. He can
it's
do it.
It's a challenge. Anybody who thinks it's going to be easier that we can get it done before that date looking at the scope of the problem. But it's so important, and we have a young generation that, you know, cares about this, has it as almost a moral cause beyond their own individual success. And so if we orchestrate the right policies and the right innovators, based on my experience, we can succeed.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, but you're suggesting that we have to change every single aspect of our lives. And I think that's why that graphic
Did
is so
that?
Important, because it does touch on every single thing we do every single day.
That's right.
Electricity. I think that's probably the one that most of us, you know, we flip on the light switch every morning or at night. We have all
She's
heard of
reading everything, friends. It's all scripted.
That if a genie offered you one wish to fight climate change, you'd pick a breakthrough in making electricity. How?
Well,
okay, so folks, you guys get the point as to what he's doing here. You see what he's moving into. He's moving into global warming. He begins to talk about the third shot, as you can see and as you can hear. He said third shot may be needed to combat new coronavirus variants, Bill Gates said. I just got one more question for everybody. Just one question, okay, especially all you smart folks out there. Since when did he become a qualified licensed doctor to talk about viruses and vaccines? Oh, do you hear silence? Do you hear crickets? Yeah, so do I. I hear them. Do you hear crickets? Yeah. He's not. Same thing with the WHO. Friends, do you understand who's setting the narrative here? He's not qualified, and I've said this, and I'll say this again. He hasn't been elected by any people anywhere to represent them. But here you have CBS News putting the microphone up to his mouth and the cameras up to his mouth, setting the narrative when he's not even the one that's qualified to do so. Now he's talking about global warming. Wow, that's just crazy, isn't it? Global warming. He's so encouraged by the complicity of the ignorant that now he's taking it over to global warming. Friends, I want to say this, and I want you to hear me carefully. These criminals act as if for some reason or another our freedoms come from them. And I want you to hear carefully as to where they do come from, okay? Because I just took the time during the break to look up the Declaration of Independence. I always make reference to it, but I just wanted you to hear this real quick. We hold these truths to be self-evident under God, by the way, okay? That all men are created equal under God, point of reference, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. They are endowed by who? Their Creator. Our rights are not endowed upon us, friends, by the state. They are not endowed upon us by Bill Gates. They are not endowed upon us by Joe Biden. Hey, friends, we're a society of law. Nothing changes. Because remember the federal judge that I brought into play several times namely the one from Pennsylvania that said, listen, there is no constitutional exception to the U.S. Constitution. So in other words, you can't create an invisible enemy and then all of a sudden throw off all the laws that keep us free. Nope, just the exact opposite. And this is why they're trying to continuously, and you just heard Billy Bob Gates talk about creating new policies. Policy follows law, and policies are what are destroying this country. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10. It's that simple. I also wanted to highlight the fact that the Declaration of Independence tells us that that our rights are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The exact opposite of what these tyrants mean to offer us through their good graces. Don't you think for one moment that God gave them the earth and that they, upon their good graces, offer freedom to whoever complies with them. Just the exact opposite is what the Declaration of Independence teaches us, friends, because three-quarters of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off these tyrants, not submit to them. My goodness, 1 Timothy 6:12, read it when you get a moment. I also want you to keep in mind that these type of criminals, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, the head of the WHO, the messed up in the heads over at CDC who keep changing statistically what they find only to confuse the people, put that up against Daniel 9-7. Folks, the only way that they get away with what they get away with is that they are, in fact, doing what they do because the people are uneducated. Did you notice Bill Gates was talking about, as he made reference to the younger generation? Well, who are the younger generation? Keep in mind, I'm the guy that's done 364 public high schools in 25 different states. I'm the guy that was under attack by the mainstream media, by the SPLC, by the ACLU, and other criminal subversive organizations in America. And I praise God for every one of them. Because if they didn't attack me, I wouldn't have the national platform that I have now, knowing the power of God unto salvation. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, but they did it to their own demise. And I praise God for the opportunity of bearing my cross. The only way and the only people they can get this over on are the uneducated. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. I also want to let you know that these are not the type of criminals, and I'm talking about the Bill Gates, I'm talking about the Anthony Fauci's, I'm talking about the Joe Bidens, I'm talking about the corrupt in D.C., I'm talking about the corrupt in your local state or civil government. Folks, never live your life where the enemy's not afraid of what you do. But I want you to keep in mind, these are not the type of criminals that you can help. You cannot rehabilitate these people. No, they think they're above the law. Okay, that's why we call them demigods, and they act in such a fashion. They must be lawfully dealt with, and the only people that are going to do that is you and me, period. Okay, and every one of those that swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, that's going along with enforcing what Bill Gates is setting as a narrative, they are not doing their job. I just want to reiterate the point, they are not doing their job. If they were doing their job, they'd be standing up against what's going on in this country. Okay? To uphold the law against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. That means here and there. There's a reason foreign countries are calling for the arrest of Bill Gates. Okay? And it's time that the people on a global scale begin to deal with these criminals, because I, for one, am sick and tired of it. Well, Bradley, you keep highlighting it. Yeah, but I highlight the criminal. Our forefathers told us that if we wanted to change society, highlight the crimes in the sense of showing the people their responsibility, who are the law, to condemn the criminals, to condemn the wicked. You are the law, America. You are the government in this country, America. And don't you ever forget, we the people must bring about justice to perfect this union, which guards our liberties. Okay? Now, what I'm going to do here, friends, I'm getting over to another piece, and this is I can't make this up. I really can't. The global warming hoax exposed from bad to worse. I'm going to play some audio and some video. If you want to call in, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
1-866-582-9933. Getting over to it, friends. The global warming hoax exposed from bad to worse. Folks, no matter how many times they're caught, they stand up and they do it again. Why? Because the people gave them permission to do it again. The repeat criminals, friends, is what you're dealing with. I want you to listen to Al Gore's global warming message to an audience in Washington, D.C. He said, the survival of the United States of America as we know it is at risk. It's always emergency, and even more, if more should be required, the future of human civilization is at stake, saith Al Gore. Listen to the tone. Listen to these little communists. And that's not, I'm not saying that to demean them. No, they've done that all on their own. The survival of the United States of America as we know it is at risk, said Alfred. Right? And even more, if more should be required, the future of human civilization is at stake. Oh, no! Tell me is it so, Alfred? Tell me it isn't so! Generation after generation after generation after generation. They're looking for the ignorant generation that they can get it over on. You understand? See, friends, when I hear the deep concern of those who are fear-mongering on the behalf of these ill-designing men, right? Ephesians 4:14, concerning the topics they are in fact treating to merely add more tax to further oppress and control the people, because that's exactly what it's about. Folks, the power to tax is the power to destroy, said Thomas Jefferson. Okay? We do a whole show on that. Now, I have to say it's astounding to the degree and to the lengths that men will go to control the lives of other men. But as we were highlighting Billy Gates, I think you can understand exactly what their end aim is. Absolute control. Okay? Absolute control. Now, one of those topics is, again, global warming. Folks, I got to say this. Give me a break. I mean, what did the Lord, I want you to think about this. What did the Lord do before they arrived on the scene? 6,000 years. What did the Lord do? And I speak as a man, but I'm making a point. What did the Lord do before they arrived on the scene? Everything has been in a perfect flow as created for 6,000 years. And now everything on this earth is somehow now changing and must be quickly addressed. Right? Isn't this what they're saying? Here, let me go back to Scripture and put your jitters at ease. Listen, Ecclesiastes 1:4. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. But listen carefully as to the Lord's resolve concerning the issue of global warming. But the earth abideth forever. Folks, we've been doing just fine for 6,000 years. It's just another emergency to get everybody in this country on a global basis to rally behind them blindly. Only to find ourselves under more control of those or under those that are selling us now global warming. Okay? Enough has to be enough. And I want to say this again. If you don't put a stop to this, it's going to continue on. It's going to continue on. Remember how I was just talking about during the last segment, the Declaration of Independence, that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights? Did I give you the definition of unalienable? Okay, because, and I'm putting this up against being enslaved the way that many of you are today and you just don't know it. You need to understand that unalienable means this, okay? Not alienable, that cannot be alienated, that may not be transferred as unalienable rights, and inalienable as cannot be legally or justly alienated or transferred to another. Let me say this up against all those that talk about what happened in 1878 and how America became a corporation. In 1913, all of a sudden they came up with taxation and this, that, and the other thing. And every other excuse Americans come up with to remain in bondage. I got to tell you, folks, you sicken me. What they're doing is illegal. Do you understand the word inalienable, friends? They cannot be legally or justly alienated or transferred to another. Let me say it this way. Whatever stands up against our God-given rights is null and void. That includes every excuse under the sun that you come up with. Hey, Judah, what is that point that you make with me every once in a while? That it was basically stomped to death? It was killed. Excuses. Isn't that right? Okay, friends, we need to stomp out excuses because excuses aren't working for us. There's enough butts to the resolve to fill a stadium. Folks, until we come up with resolve and get to the end of the resolve by working out our own salvation with fear and trembling concerning the liberty that we're going to have to pass on to our posterity, either we do or we don't, the only people that it's going to come from is us under God. Outside of that, there's no hope. And your excuses are not working in any sense of the word. So just get rid of your excuses. Just come up with the resolve that you have to finish the job. You have to make sure that your children, your posterity, are given the baton of freedom the way that your forefathers gave unto you. Okay? And don't tell me neither about how once your rights are lost, you can never get them back again. Really? Then how is it that we still have freedom today to do the right things? We still have freedom today to do the right things under God, friends. It's just that simple. And that comes through that good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. So don't sit there and tell me that we cannot take back what we've lost. Oh, yes, we can. But America needs to repent before that's going to happen. Acts 20, verse 21. You can also go over, going back to the point now, friends, of global warming. You know, what did the Lord do? What did the world do until Al Gore and Bill Gates got onto the scene? If you go to Psalm 119:90, it tells us the same things, friends, in so many words. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. And it abideth. Now, I want to show you, for the sake of time, I got to go down and go right to this video here, this audio for you. And I want you to understand that this has been going on for a long, this is not an over-exaggeration, but it's been going on for a long, long time, friends. Check out this global warning, Inquisition congressionally by some useful idiot that didn't know one of the individuals, namely Mr. Bishop, was aware of the fact that what she was bringing in was propaganda. Check this out.
The you're obviously addressing something that you're very seriously concerned about. I noted on November 2nd, the Washington Post carried this report. The Arctic Ocean is warming up, icebergs are growing scarcer, and in some places the seals are finding the water too hot, according to a report to the Commerce Department yesterday. Reports from fishermen, seal hunters, and explorers all point to a radical change in climate conditions and hitherto unheard of temperatures in the Arctic zone. Exploration expeditions report that scarcely any ice has been met as far north as 81 degrees 29 minutes. Soundings to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm. Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stones. The report continued, while at many points, well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. Very few seals and no whitefish are found.
He's making a point, friends.
While vast shoals of herring and smelts, which have never before ventured so far north, are being encountered in the old seal fishing grounds. Within a few years, it's predicted that due to the ice melt, the sea will rise and make most coastal cities uninhabitable. Is this the crisis you're referring to?
It is a crisis we're trying to address.
How long has this been reaching a critical condition?
I'm not sure how you would define a critical condition. I think we are seeing the impacts now, and this guidance is a tool that agencies will be able to use to
provide
information on
specifically to address the catastrophic warming that this report refers to.
I'm not familiar with that specific report,
well,
but I can
perhaps the reason is because it was November 2nd, 1922
that's
that the
right.
Washington Post carried this article. I think we can agree that global warming's been going on for a long time. It's
been going on
and off since the last ice age. In fact,
friends, they've been trying to
address at Yosemite.
Tee this up.
Year.
That was an article from 1922.
Glaciers in Yosemite.
That this useful peacock came in and tried to establish as it happening in the present.
12,000 years before, he would have been covered by nearly 3,000 feet of ice. Doesn't that predate the invention of the SUV?
What I can speak to is the facts that scientists are pointing to now. So, as has been rightly pointed out, I am not a climate scientist, but what I
well,
have been...
But
she's not a scientist,
but she's acting as if she is, right?
History,
and our prehistory tells us the climate's always changing.
Okay, so go ahead and fade that out really quick. Friends, do you understand what's going on here? She was trying to sell something to the people about 10 years ago. This was under Barack Hussein Obama. Okay, the same narrative that was written in 1922 is the same exact script that they were trying to sell to us 10 years ago. Now they're doing it again and again and again until they finally get their way. Or here's the result the American people can have. Okay, justice. Because what they're doing is criminal. Friends, they were trying to advocate an exact article, verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what was pushed on the American people back in November of 1922. Now they're trying to resurrect it again. You got to do something. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.